into your feet. We pray, oh God, that let the entrance of your word give us light and understanding. We ask that, Lord, may your blessings come upon us. Give us wisdom, Lord, give us understanding. We thank you for the last day of our camp. And we pray, oh God, that may you be with us till we end. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. All right. Okay. How are you? You are looking fresh. Yesterday you slept well, or? No, don't say no. I gave you a long time to sleep. Okay. Today, listen carefully to how it's going to play out today. Maybe also they'll give light off. If they give light off, we'll rest till the time we came in yesterday. Now, if you are late and you are coming, you hurry up. Madam, I think that you are not working like this thing. You are the more, Kibi. So, as we have come here this morning, we'll go out to go and eat at 10 o'clock. All right. I think 10 is okay. Yes, 10 is okay. So the moment we finish eating, we'll come back. I'm going to give you 1 hour after eating. Then we come back at 11. When we come back at 11, then I'll have a short session with you. And I'll give you a long break to go and bath, to go and sleep. Then we come back. You go even eat lunch and we come back in the evening. Then we end the whole camp in the evening. Is it a good idea? So I want you to comport yourself properly. All right. When I say don't bath, I've seen people carrying buckets and they are bathing. So I will not say anything. Sammy, are you okay? So as you are not saying anything to me and I'm talking plenty, you want me to listen? When I say 6 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock. I don't joke with time. I'll preach, don't worry. What is our theme for our camp?
Say not, I am a child.
And for the last 2 days, today is the third day, I've been explaining to you that you cannot take the stand of a child. Alright? You cannot take the position. I don't like it when I see two people sitting on one chair. Is it that we are so poor that we don't have a lot of chairs? Eh? The little ones should all go up to the back so that they don't disturb. You see, the small type, they want to wee wee so that they can go and do their wee wee. I've been trying to convince you using the word of God to tell you that even though you are a child in the form of a body, all right, you must not think like a child. Like the way God told Jeremiah, and he says that, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. All right, and I kept telling you that what you are going to speak is the word of the Lord. And so it is very important for you to know the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is very important. It is the lifeline to your safety. As you are sitting down here, it is important that the word of God is in your mouth. When you open your mouth to speak, you should speak the word of God. Because and nobody should sleep on me. Because you just woke up. I also just woke up. Alright. And so God told Jeremiah that whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. And I've been trying to let you know that what you are going to speak is not what you know. It is not what is in your mouth. It is not what you have learned from your class teachers, but it is what God has purposed and what God has put in your mouth that you shall speak. Say amen. Now, this session,
I'm sharing with you 10 things the word of God is.
Is it from what I taught you yesterday?
10 things the word of God is. Yesterday I shared with you 12 things the word of God is likened to. But this one is called 10 things the word of God is. I'm going to be preaching well. It's here. 10 things the word of God is. My aim in this is in this camp is to expose you to the word of God. Is to expose you to all aspects of the word of God. Yes. I want you to know everything about the word of God. How powerful the word of God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You need to know about everything about the word of God. It must be sweeter in your mouth. Like David said, he said, thy words are sweeter in my mouth. Your words. The words of God must be sweet in your mouth. So that every day, daily, you have a dosage of it. And it can affect your life positively. Every day. You see, like the way you woke up today, and then you were able to take your Bible to read, to understand, and to learn something. This is how your life must be every day. Not only when you, once in a year you come for a camp, and then you do that. Yeah. I pray for you that you will know, you really know the importance of the word of God. You will know how well the word of God is. You will know how powerful the word of God is. Yeah. Is calling me by this time? You can't be calling me when I'm preaching. No. You can't call me when I'm preaching. Call me when I'm preaching. Early in the morning, you can't be calling me like that. Who is calling me? I don't even know who is calling me. Amen. Number one, the word of God is powerful. Oh, I like it. The word of God is what? Powerful. Everybody say powerful. Yeah. There's nothing too powerful than the word of God. The word of God is more powerful than juju. The word of God is more powerful than medicine, witchcraft, whatever. It is the most powerful thing you can ever find on this earth. Yeah. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Very powerful. When we say something is powerful, it means that thing has power. That thing has power to do anything. Hello? Are you here? That thing has power. Look, the most powerful person in your house is your father. He has power. If your father says you will not go to school, you will not go to school. The most powerful person in the country is the president. He has power. Yeah. When we say somebody is powerful, it means the person has absolute power. Yeah. And that is how the word of God is. The word of God has absolute power. The word of God is the most powerful thing. And so I don't want you in your lifetime to place anything above the word of God. You cannot place anything above the word of God. He said, for the word of God is quick and powerful. It's powerful. The word of God can do anything and can do everything. When you are sick, the word of God can heal you. When you are about to write your exam, the word of God can help you. Any situation you are in, the word of God is so powerful that it can help you. It is powerful. It carries power. Am I preaching well? Yeah. Today, don't forget it. That the Bible you are holding, you see, this Bible, it contains the word of God. The word of God. The word of God are the things God said. That's why when you read this Bible, you come across words like, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. All the things that God has said, they are the things that are here. And because God has said them, it is about who says it that makes it powerful. And because it is God who said it, it is powerful. Yes. Do you know the most powerful person in your school is your headmaster? Yeah, not even your class teacher. As we are here, if somebody said that the President John Mahama said the children should close the camp, who closed the camp? As we are here, if Bishop sent a text, let the children close the camp and come home, we've closed the camp. He's powerful. He has power. But the ultimate power of powers is the word of God. Clap for Jesus. The word of God. Never put the word of God aside. In all your life, never put the word of God aside. The word of God carries supernatural powers because they are the words of God. Come on. Number two. The word of God is sharper. Very sharp. Very sharp. The same Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Yesterday, I told you that the word of God is what? A sword. It can cut away everything, including the ICT teacher. It can cut things away. Very sharp. Very sharp. Very, very sharp. There is nothing sharper than the word of God. Yeah. Bible says, let every man be a liar and let God be true. Very sharp. If you are looking for something that can cut both legs, how many of you have seen the Abochi people? They are knife. The kebab, the people who sell the chichinga. Have you seen their knife? It can cut left and right. Yeah. That is called a two-edged sword. It can cut left, it can cut right. That knife, if you like, go and put your hand there, you see your finger will go away. But the word of God is sharper than that. Say amen. Number three, the word of God is quick. Very quick. Very, very quick. Same Hebrews. The word of God is quick. Quick. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God, quick. Quick action. There are some medicine, when you are sick and you take them, within 15 minutes, you are well. There are some medicine to where you would drink it, they'll tell you, ubenum nubeye busumisis. You would drink that medicine, busumisis. Nothing will change, nothing will happen. The more you even drink the medicine, the more you are getting sick. Yeah. Quick. What is quicker than the word of God? There is nothing. So quick. And it is that word of God I am recommending to you. It is that word of God that is going to be in your heart. That is why somebody can be in a church, in a service, and preaching will be going on, and suddenly the person begins to feel something. It tells you how quick and how powerful that word of God is. Look, it's the word of God that has power to change everything. Yeah. The word of God can convert a weed smoker and a drug addict to become a pastor. Very quick and powerful. Look, let me tell you something you don't know. Look at me, let me tell you something you don't know. Good advice doesn't change anybody. How many of you are here, your parents have advised you before? They call you sometimes, someone, if your parents are, they say, they'll call you sometimes at Ahomachi and they'll be advising you. How many of you, they've advised you before? Your parents have sat you down to advise you before. Oh, they've advised me before. When I was going to secondary school, my parents called me into the into the room, and they lock the door and they're advising you. As you are going, don't go and follow bad friends. I'm not, they've told you don't follow bad friends before. As you are going, don't go and drink wee. Don't go and drink wee and call no wee. And then as my father spoke, he said, Mammy, they're not in shake. Or maybe no kazak. As we are going, Obima with Daniel, don't eat. And I'm saying, oh, why we can't say somebody give me food, I shouldn't eat. Me go to school, maybe did not friend me, ja, and I made a pimp. So there is somebody give me food, I shouldn't eat. I shouldn't eat, say. But that, like I'm saying, a good advice doesn't change anyone. Who have heard of an armed robber before? An armed robber, like they said, they've arrested some armed robber before. Do you know these armed robbers? They have very nice names like Daniel, Emmanuel, Ernest. I don't know if they also have good Christian name. Yes. These same armed robbers, when they gave birth to them, their parents did naming ceremony for them. True of us. Yes. And I'm sure the way your parents have advised you, they to their parents have advised them like that before. But they turn out to be very bad prostitutes. Their parents have advised them, but they turn out to become armed robbers and prostitute and drug addicts. How? That's what I'm saying. That a good advice, all of you, they've advised you. They say don't steal, but you are stealing. Don't insult, you are insulting. The day they will advise you, that's the day when you go and do that thing. They say don't go and do. Yeah, one day there was a certain man in this country who was standing for a presidential vice president, potential vice president of a certain political party. Then he went to see a certain king, and the king advised him that watch how you talk. They advised him. After 15 minutes, when they advised him, he came out, you know, he came to say something, and that it became a problem in the whole country. Hey, right now, no, they put you in the room. That vice president, they advise him here in Kumasi. Asantini advise him that watch how you talk. The people say you are very rude and disrespectful. Or say, Mati, Nana, they all can be Mati. I will change. When he came up, 15 minutes. That thing they always advise you against is that thing all you will do. When he came out, his first speech, the man has caused a problem in the whole country. It was one of the reasons that political party, they didn't win the election that year. Because see, the way you talk, the word of God is quick, it's powerful, it can convert you, it can have everlasting effect on your life. Never throw the word of God away. Never think that the word of God is a waste of time. It is never. You see, when you see us preaching, it's not as though we don't have anything to do. It is because we know how powerful the word of God is. We know how quick the word of God is. We know how important the word of God is. And that is the word of God that is going to change your life. Amen. Yeah. I say it's the word of God that will change your life. Amen. That's why when you are praying, you should quote Bible verses. God, according to your word. You play God's words back to him. Next number. What number are we going? Number 4. The word of God endures forever. Oh, things come and go. Things come and go. But the word of God doesn't change. It doesn't go anywhere. The word of God endures forever. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. It said, the grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Yeah, nothing changes. People change things, including people who write books. Revised edition. Who is that? Revised edition. New edition. I've read a lot of books. I've read books from primary till I went to secondary school, till I went to university, till I did my master's. You see that book, different, the same author, the same, he has changed some things in the book because they are mature. But the word of God doesn't get a revised edition. Since we started reading the Bible, there's nothing like a revised edition. The word of the Lord is the, look, even a constitution of a country, they amend a constitution. They will tell you that when they were drafting the constitution, this thing wasn't available at that time. But now we have seen that we have to include it. And so we have to draft, redraft, and we have to redo the constitution. Not so with the Bible. The Bible stands forever. Clap for Jesus. So when I say something that the thing hits you, clap. Madam, I say clap. Yeah. The word of God endures. You will die and live, and the word of God will still be there. The word of God will never change. Your children will come and meet the word of God. It will never change. It endures forever. It will be here forever and ever. You see, something that doesn't change yet, it will be in your own interest to like that thing. Why are we shouting in Ghana? Because our dollar has not been stable. Our city has not been stable. Today the CD to the dollar is 10 CDs, 50%. Tomorrow morning we wake up, it's 12 CDs, 80%. Another time we wake up, that thing cannot stand on its feet. It keep changing. Not so with the word of God. Fuel, you go and buy fuel. You go, not today, it has gone up. Tomorrow, now if you are driving car, you are looking at the signboard to see which one has come down, which one you should buy, where you should buy from, where you shouldn't buy from. Not so with the word of God. The word of God endures forever. It will never fail. It will never die off. Yes. God has chosen his words above him. His words. The word of God. The word of God. I want you to know how important the word of God is. It is one thing that you should be. Look. The prophecy will fail. Prophecy will come and go. But not so with the word of God. Yes. You cannot compare the word of God to anything. He said, the grass wither. The grass wither. Isaiah 40 verse 8. The grass will wither and the flower will fade. But the word of our God shall stand forever. I say it shall stand forever. I say it shall stand forever. I say it shall stand forever. Number 5. The word of God cannot be broken. The word of God cannot be broken. We cannot break the word of God. God, you see, when we say something cannot be broken, this is what it means. It's too early. When we say something cannot be broken, how many of you? You see, when I say the thing and you know that you have done something before, you lift up your hand. How many of you have promised somebody and you have changed your mind before? You've promised somebody and you have changed your mind. Show my hand. Let your hand be up above your head. You have promised somebody that, oh, mema we, and I say, meye we ama. And then pakon ba and I say, oh, bimboa. Oh, there, masamaji. Who it has happened to before? Christopher, you've not promised somebody and failed. You've not told somebody you love him. Then when the boy has come, you told him that I don't love you again. But what did you promise and fail? You told him you give him money. How much? And I can say, oh boy, I don't know can be. Promise and fail. There are boys who promise girls that I'll marry you. 3 weeks later. 3 weeks later, you see that the same boy is going to marry another girl. So it's called promise and fail. That's why the people who sell the drugs. So, me wardrobe, promise and fail. Hallelujah. Yeah. The word of God, it doesn't promise you and fail you. It doesn't promise you and fail you. Hey, you see, human beings, we are not good. Human beings, we are not good. All of you, and who is here? Somebody has promised you, and the person has failed before. The person has promised you. Maybe the person told you he'll give you something. Then you wait. No, look, when I was going to secondary school, I have an uncle. When I go and tell him that, oh, Wafa, me go school. You see, if I go to secondary school and you have a lot of uncles, you have to be visiting them so that okoji kakra waha. You collect small house, kakra, to be cost school and why am I? So, me too, I have been doing that. Now, I have one uncle. When I go, they say,
Meanwhile,
when he comes to you, say, oh, eh, when you are going to school, you don't come to the house to cry me. You don't, but you go. Be coming to the house. I said, okay. When you go, you give you story, give you story. But I promise you, and let me tell you, as you are growing up, people will promise you and will fail you. Yeah, people will fail you. I'm telling you. Some of you, as you are sitting here, people have promised you. They said they'll give you things. You say, when we leave the camp, now I'm going to collect it. Ube drew an IC, we took one. Only ho. You say, okay, ye was antasi. Only ho. Yeah. But the word of God cannot be broken. God cannot break his words. God cannot break. You see, that tells you how powerful the word of God is. God cannot go against his word. He said it and he will do it. Clap for Jesus. He said it. He said it. He said it. And he will do it. If you are the one going to cause the thing, let's start from there. John chapter 10, verse 35. Are you there? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Everybody say, and the scripture cannot be broken. The word of God cannot be broken. We cannot break the word of God. Whatever God has said is true and is forever. The scripture, anything you read in the word of God, and it is something you must believe, believe it. Any promise you read in the word of God, you better believe it, because God is not going to change his mind. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not somebody that he say, hey, makani yekura, dabi dabi. God doesn't change his mind about his words. Yeah, that makes God powerful, because his words are sure. His words are yea and amen. The scripture cannot be broken. Whatever the scripture has said concerning you, those things will come to pass. Whatever God has said, thank you for saying amen. Whatever God has said concerning you, it will surely come to pass. God will not change his mind. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should change his mind. God, human beings will change our mind. I don't like you again. I don't like you again. Even sometimes your own parents, they can change their minds about you. Yeah. The scripture cannot be broken. How powerful, the word of God cannot be broken. It should tell you how powerful it is. It cannot be broken. Cannot be broken. God has placed his words above him. When he says it, he will do it. He will do it. He will do it. One day, a certain man was looking for a room to rent. He came everywhere. He couldn't get a place to rent. When he meets this person, the person will collect his money. Then the next day, the person will tell him that the building is something. He can't give him the place. He kept roaming. Then somebody told him that, go and see this man. Then he went to see the man. Then he told the man. The man said, what is your problem? He said, oh, I'm looking for a 2-bedroom house and rent. The man said, where do you want the house at? He said, oh, I want the house at East Legon. Then the man said, tomorrow, pack your things and come. Everybody say, hey. The man has been roaming for like 6 months looking for a place he couldn't find. Then he met somebody, the person told him that tomorrow, Everybody said, tomorrow, pack your things and come. Then the man was standing there. The one who was looking for the room, he was standing there. Then that man told him that, why? He said, it's too simple. Because all the people who told him that he should get a room, they all promised him they failed him. Then the man said, me, your friend me kwekwata, semisi when you're dying, when you're dying. Everybody says, me, your friend me kwekwata, semisi when you're dying, when you're dying. Yeah. I mean, it is that certain. It's like me, when I say you get a room, you get a room. Yeah. All the people, when they say you get a room, they have lied to you. But me, when I say you will get a room, you will get a room. Yeah. The scriptures cannot be broken. Next one. What number? Number six. The word of God brings faith. Faith. GDA. The word of God brings faith. One of the armors of God we were trying to look at yesterday was the shield of faith. Yeah. Look, as you walk with God, one of the things you must pray to have is your belief, your strong belief in God, your faith in God. Hey! Your faith in God. Have a strong... Listen, there should be nobody you believe above God. Your faith in God should be strong. And one of the things that will increase your faith, okay, is the word of God. Hebrews 10:17. Bible says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more word of God you hear, the more of the word of God you assimilate, the more of the word of God you put in yourself, the more your faith comes alive. Yeah. Most people don't believe the word of God. Most people carry the Bible, but they don't believe the things in the Bible. Even most pastors who preach from the Bible don't believe the things they read in the Bible. And I don't want you to grow up not believing the things you read in the Bible. What you see in the Bible, they are real. Very real. The scripture cannot be broken. May your faith increase as you read the word of God. I said, may your faith increase. Yeah, increase our faith. Every day you read the word of God, what you are doing is that you are increasing your faith. You are increasing your faith. You are increasing your faith. Every morning that you read the Bible and you see a scripture and you believe it, every scripture you read, believe it. Believe it. The word of God cannot be wrong. The word of God will not fail you. He will not fail you. God did not call you to fail you. God did not call you to disgrace you. God did not call you to discourage you. God didn't call you to leave you by the wayside. God has called you to make you progress. God has called you to send you forward. God has called you to make sure you prosper and to do well. Believe the words. Yeah. There's a scripture. He said, I shall not die, but I will live to declare the words of the Lord. Believe that scripture. The day you are sick, believe it. Say, I shall not die. Believe it. Everything you read in the Bible, believe it. Believe it. May your faith increase as you read the word of God. Increase your faith. Yeah. Look, there are people, they believe the word of God. They have absolute belief in the word of God. Anything they read, they believe it. You don't believe it. You carry the Bible, you don't believe the things that are in the Bible. May you believe what the Bible says. Oh, I say, may you believe what the Bible says. Oh, I say, may you believe whatever the Bible says. In the name of Jesus, believe what the Bible says. Why do you carry something you don't believe? Why do you not believe the Bible? And you believe other things. from today, I am stirring you up to believe what the Bible says. Whatever you read in your Bible, believe it. In Jesus' name. Parakosikabaya. Number seven. The word of God will sanctify you. What the word of God will do to you? It will sanctify you. It will sanctify you. We just read in Jeremiah. He said, I've sanctified you. I've made you a prophet to the nation. You think you are a sinner? You think you have done so much sin? Don't worry. The word of God will cleanse you. The word of God will purify you. Yeah. There's a song we used to sing. Purify my heart. Let it be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let it be as good, pure good, refined as fire. Listen, the word of God will purify you. Let me tell you a secret you don't know. Most people drop out of Christianity. You think it's only people who drop out of school. We have something we call church dropouts. Church dropouts are people who start church and they stop going to church. They stop following Jesus Christ. They are called church dropouts. One of the reasons people drop out of church is because they feel that they have sinned so much that it is not worthy again to come to God's presence. Let me tell you, this road we are on here, you will fall several times. Bible said the righteous man shall fall 7 times, but he will rise up. It doesn't matter how far you have gone. Come back. You have done something bad. Come back. Don't run away from God. You cannot run away from God. Because the word of God is so powerful that it can purify you. Look, there is no sin that is so great that God cannot forgive you. There is no sin so great. Are you the first person who is going to sin? Are you the first person who is going to sleep with a boy? Are you the first person who is going to sleep with a girl? Come back to church. Are you the first person who is going to give birth at the age of 17? Come back. I'm not saying this thing to give you a license to go and misbehave in the world. But what I'm saying is that when you fall 7 times, come back to church. And I'm a fairy. I'm pregnant. Bring your pregnancy to church. Bring it to church. Because the word of God is so powerful that it can sanctify you. Harakosia. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If you are looking for something that can sanctify you, if you are looking for something that can sanctify you, that can cleanse you. Hey, when a man says he has forgiven you, he has not forgiven you. All of you sitting down here. When somebody does something, so will be their chew. A woman can cry, you bring it again. Ikuya nanum sa na we ye. Nanum sa na we ye. Uye, when I made the chew, what's I be? When God says he has forgiven you, he has forgiven you. Yes. Yes. God throws your sin into the sea of forgetfulness.
Yeah.
You are sanctified by the word of God. The more you read the word of God, the more your sins are going. You see, I don't know how many of you have done, you have gone to do some work and you have been dirty before. And as you are bathing, you can see that the water that is cleansing you has become black. And it's cleansing you away. It's taking all the dirt away from your body. That is what the word of God does. The more you fellowship with the word of God, the more the dirt on you is going away. And it will go away. And it will go away. That is the potent and that is the power of the word of God. It will go away. Every bad thing that you have done, the word of God has power to cleanse it away, to take it away, and to make you pure, and to present you faultless before God, whom we have to do. Yeah. Why are you not interested in this word of God? Why are you not interested in something that can sanctify you? There is nothing that can wash away your sins. Nothing can wash away your sins apart from the word of God. Nothing. Soap cannot wash your sins away. Soap, you can use soap to bathe, your sins will remain with you. The only thing that can sanctify you and make you pure and make you holy is the word of God. May we fellowship with the word of God. Oh, I said, may we fellowship with the word of God. May the word of God become your frontlet. It help you in Jesus' name. What number? Number 8. The word of God frames your world. I like this. The word of God frames your world. The word of God frames your world. This particular point is the reason you must speak positive things. Yeah. See, hey, people have a way of speaking. Hey, never say those things to yourself. Speak positive things. I see myself as an architect. I see myself like a businessman. I am a rich man, and you must walk like a rich man. In me there, our family, nobody has bought wheelbarrow before. Nobody even have a bicycle. I'm just walking in this world. Me woman, I'll die and then I'll go. Don't speak like that. You frame your word. I see myself driving a Benz. These are the things you must say. Frame your word. I see myself finishing school. I see myself going to secondary school. I see myself going to university. I see myself going to London to do my master's. Frame your word with the word of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Frame your word with the word of God. Frame your word. Speak positive things about your life. Say nice things about yourself. You should go and see your mother. Mommy, I want to pray for you. Bible said that he has healed us according to his word. You pray for your mother and believe what you have said, and your mother will recover. Yeah. Don't speak. Listen, never speak negative things about your life. In our family, nobody has married before, so I'm not sure I'll marry. Hey, if I hear you say those negative things about your life, I'll beat you. Say positive things about your life. I see people coming for my wedding. Those are the things you must say. I see myself completing secondary school. I see myself graduating from the university. I can see myself in KUSD. Those are the words you must say. Every day you wake up, say nice things. Go and stand in front of the mirror. Say, you this guy in the mirror. You are going to be a rich man. I'm a rich girl. I'll build a house. I'll build 3-bedroom apartments. I'll build story building. I'll sit in aeroplane. These are the words. You see, anything you say with your mouth, it will come and pass. Because our world are framed by the word of God. May you begin to say positive things about yourself in Jesus' name. Oh, I said, you see, look yourself in the mirror and say, I am a pastor. I am a servant of the Lord. I'm a prophet. Yeah. Wake these boys up. Wake these boys up. It's too early. 7 gram boy, no more die. And yeah, I'm sorry. No. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Your wealth. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Frame your world with the word of God. Frame your world. Frame your world with the word of God. Speak according to the word of God. Say nice things according to the word of God. Never you see, when you say something and it's according to the word of God, nobody will arrest you. When you speak against the government, they can arrest you. Even 2 days ago, they arrested some TikTok people because they went to say something against the president and the wife. They've arrested them. Yeah. But if you say that, I see myself sitting in aeroplane, who will arrest you? Nobody will arrest you. Say big things about yourself. I'm a businessman. I'm a businesswoman. I have a lot of money. If you go and say I have a lot of money, police will not arrest you. Police will not say you have stolen money. Confess and say positive things about yourself. From today, speak positive things into your life. I want you to know that whatever you say concerning your life will come to pass. Therefore, speak positive things about your life. In Jesus' name. Clap for Jesus. Number nine. The word of God must abide in you as a young person. The word of God must abide. We are finishing the first session. The word of God must abide in you. Must abide in you. Yeah. It must abide in you. 1 John chapter 2 verse 14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. And the word of God abideth in you. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of the Lord abide in you. Listen, if the word of God abide in you, whatever you ask, you get. John 15, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Let the word of God abide in you. The word of God must stay in you. There should be no point that you are lacking the word of God in your life. The word of God must stay in you. The word of God must abide in you. The word of God must live in you. He lives in me. He lives in me. He watches over. You don't know that song. Everything you see. In our reflection. Is that not the song we used to do choreography? Somebody had choreography. That song, if I've not used your choreography before, it means that you didn't go to primary school. Did you come to meet a certain song called Igwe? Pana, pana, pana. Some Nigeria song be. Hallelujah. The word of God must do what? Abide in you. Everybody say, abide in me. Abide with me. Fast for the evening time. When darkness hit me, Lord, with me. Abide. When all the hell, pest, fail, and comfort flee. Help all the helpless old. Abide with me. Hallelujah. And then number last. The word of God grows and multiplies. The word of God, it grows. You will grow in the word of God. You will grow in it. As you have started very young, you grow in it. You didn't say, I said you will grow in it. Acts chapter 12 verse 24. He said, but the word of the Lord grew and multiplied. The word of the Lord grew and multiplied. The word of the Lord will grow and it will multiply in you. As you keep reading it, day after day, it is building up, it will grow, it will multiply, it will germinate, it will yield into 100-fold, 1,000-fold in you, and you also become great and you multiply in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. The word of God. Parakusiyabaya.
What's the first point? The word of God is what? Never fear anything. Never. Apart from the word of God, don't fear anything. Don't be afraid of juju. Don't be afraid of medicine. No. Just believe in the word of God. Because, hey. because it is powerful. What's the next one? The word of God is what? Sharper. It can cut things away. Next one. The word of God is what? Quick. Very quick. Sharp. Quick action. A more rapid result. Next one. The word of God endures for it. It doesn't change. The word of God is unchanging in a changing world. It doesn't change. It endures. It's there for a long time. It was there we came to meet it. And it will be there after we have left. Next one. The word, the Bible said the scriptures cannot be broken. Next one. The word of God brings faith. May your faith comes alive as you read the word of God every day. Thank you. Next one. The word of God will sanctify you. It will take all the sins away from your life and present you faultless and holy before God, whom we have to do. Next one. The word of God frames your world. Frames your world. Speak positive things about yourself. Every day, don't walk like a mumble, mumble person. What's the next one? The word of God must abide in you. It must live in you. And what's the last one? The word of God grows and multiply. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's pray. Close your eyes and pray. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you. In the name of Jesus. Karabandaba. Kiba lokosia. Bale teketo salaba dibra balanduya. In the name of Jesus. May the word of God multiply. May the word of God grow in us. Pali kosa dibra barandia. Mandi bro kibro sarabandi. Mele bro kiriba sarabaya.